It is 6:30 in Barbados. It is now time for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme as we say good evening to the host, Sluggy Dan.
Manners and respect. Good evening. Welcome to Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme 2024. Today we can take a look at 2023. I want to hear your favorite moments from 2023. I want to hear the moments that were not so good to you for 2023. I want to hear what you want to see most happen for 2024, whether it's from us as a show, as a station, whether it's from the government of Barbados, whether it's from communities in Barbados, whether it's from the average citizens, whether it's from your church, I want to hear, whether it's from your household, whether it's from you personally. I want to hear what you want to see happen most for 2024, and I want to hear your favorite and worst moments from 2023. We have two visitors. Only check the Zoom, please. We have two visitors joining us on Zoom, and they will be telling us about their experience in Barbados while on vacation. And we have two visitors joining us. Well, one Bajan, one Canadian, but they'll be telling us about their trip to Barbados, what they enjoy most about Barbados, what they like most about Barbados, and their thoughts and takeaways from their trip to Barbados. 434-1790. I want to hear from you, the public, as well. I want to hear your favorite moments from 2023. And Leonard and Shauna, before you bring you in, I want Leonard and Shauna to think about your favorite moments from 2023 and what you're looking forward to most for 2024. Or they want you to cue up some music. Let me play a tune or two. Then we can come back and talk to the public of Barbados. And we can talk to Leonard and Shauna from Canada.
Music as requested by Sluggy Dan. Kenji, take the wine.
I see you standing over there watching me from the corner of your eye. Don't be shy. Come over. Staring me down, watching my waistline roll like a lover would take control. You think I am still staring me down, watching my waistline roll like a lover would take control. Just stop being scared and be brave. Come on, wine on me now. Take the wine if you want it. Come on, take the wine if you want it. Just stop being scared and be brave. Come on, wine on me now. Take the wine if you want it. Come on, take the wine if you want it. Come on, take it. Take the wine if you want it. Come on, take it. Take the wine if you want it. Come on, take it. Take the wine if you want it. Take the wine if you want it. Take the wine if you want it.
I don't want my worst behavior. I'm loving it. Don't be stush.
Come and join. Staring me down, watching my waistline roll like your love how I take control. You think I am seeing staring me down, watching my waistline roll like your love how I take control. Just stop being scared and be brave. Come on, wine on me now. Take the wine if you want it. Come on, take the wine if you want it. Just stop being scared and be brave.
you, Sluggy.
Music from Ahanji. That's music from Ahanji called Tate Rewind, and that is from the Calypso project, funded by the National Cultural Foundation, featuring 5 young artists from Bim Got Talent. So shout outs to Gara Roberts and the National Cultural Foundation, and thank you so much for the help. We're looking forward to 2024, where we could do 5 or 7 more, and then release a full EP with all the Asian young people. So salute to that. 434-17901, want to hear your 2023 year review. How was 2023 for you, and what you are looking forward most for 2024? And thanks to all the callers during 2023. So much callers, and I love each and every one of you. So thank you so much. Be joined this evening. They're going back to Canada now, but they've recently on vacation. My cousin Leonard Adams, who's also a DJ, award-winning DJ in Canada, and Shauna Hughes, who's a hotel manager in Canada as well. So we want to talk to them about their trip in 2023 to Barbados and how much they enjoy it. But Leonard, you know, of course, it's ladies first, so we can talk to Shauna first. So Shauna, on mute, and let me get you this evening. Make sure we hear you nice. And good. Good evening, Miss Shauna Hughes. Good evening. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Microphone is still muted on yours.
Okay.
Good. We got you now. Like, nice and clear. Good evening, Shauna. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yes, be great, man. Be great. Welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. No. How was 2023 for you?
It ended great.
why did it end so great?
It was my first trip to Barbados.
First time ever. And what was most surprising, if there was anything surprising at all, to you about Barbados?
The whole trip. The scenery, the people, the food, everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, beers are quite friendly. You know, rather friendly atmosphere. The food, but you know, you can be biased, but I think the food is the best neighbor. So you love the Beijing food. What places did you visit during your time here that you really enjoyed?
My favorite place? I don't really have a favorite place because everywhere I went was great. We visited 10 out of the 11 parishes, road trips, attractions, beaches, people, shopping.
Well, nice. You sung, and thanks for enjoying everything about Barbados. You sung like it's ready to come back. So you can't wait to be. We'll be back in Barbados.
Oh yeah, for sure, 100%.
Awesome, I love it. Ah, all these things. You gotta go all these things.
Twice.
Nice. So did you enjoy it?
I had a great time.
Nice. They got the Extreme. Extreme, good night. How things, my brother?
Everything's good. Good night, Barbados. And good night to everybody on the radio station. And everybody that's locked in.
Yeah. Your time here, because what would you say, right? Extreme, what would you say is different from anywhere? Tell me, Barbados, from small, what changed to you about Christmas? What feels different and what feels the same?
As for Christmas, still getting up early, you know, seeing the family go to church and getting early. You're going to have to mute that. Anyhow, we're just trying. Okay. Turned off. Yeah, sorry about that. It's like what I was saying, like seeing your parents and your family getting up early in the morning, going to church and all that good stuff, and coming back and having a meal and stuff like that. But as for me, when I just left there 2 weeks ago, what was different for me was I was able to be independent and drive around and see other things than being at home or at the families and doing the traditional thing. I was able to jump in a car and travel the island and see how people were celebrating Christmas. And it was fun. It was nice. It was lovely.
Nice. I can tell you, you see the things that y'all enjoy, home and love everything, scenery. That means things that being Barbados often take for granted. So it'd be good to hear that people come here and enjoy those things so much. But Barbados is a beautiful place.
Correct. Like we went to the sea every morning, and I'd hear people say, you know, they haven't been at the sea in so long. And I was just thinking to myself, well, why is that? That they haven't been to the sea so long, when the sea is just not even 10 minutes from them. So it just didn't make sense. But yes, it's true what you did say. People do take things for granted. Like Barbados is very beautiful. East Coast, oh my God, lovely scenery. The Gap, you know, even Oysters during the day. It's beautiful. Pebbles, you know, everywhere. We went everywhere. The only place that we didn't hit in Barbados was St. Lucie's, and that was it. But everywhere else.
Next time you come, you go out to St. Lucie for sure. You go out to see St. Lucie. But then,
yeah.
Christmas can be here again. Tell me.
Yeah.
Really fast.
Yeah. It was real good. It was real good. It was nice even to see the people at Q on a Thursday at Pelican. That was nice. It was really nice. Even at Oysters, seeing them on a Friday night. It was nice.
Yeah, it's you know, when you are a part of a culture, sometimes you don't really get this. Step back and analyze it, but then when people are talking about Q, you know, I should have seen it that where hundreds of people could come and gather in a safe space and just enjoy
no problems,
yep. Yeah, just enjoy life, enjoy each other's company, share a pleasant smile, a kind word, you know, a dance, very cool, and see hundreds of people doing that is a beautiful thing because you don't get that everywhere. You don't get that everywhere. You might go to a club. Somewhere or somewhere over see the club, but never that kind of crowd together, everybody, you know what I mean, doing the same thing. It's a really beautiful thing. I'm glad that you got to experience. I'm glad you got to experience Q. I'm glad that you got to experience Q for yourself.
And I must say thanks to you too for you know, hooking us up and telling us where, and you know what I mean. I really appreciate that, cuz. You were really a big help on this trip.
Yeah, Barbados is a beautiful place. I guess, again, it's so many messages, right? When you say that, you can't understand how people don't go to the beach, right? People here telling me, if people here saying to me, if them tell me how much years they've been to the beach, I will laugh. So it sounds like if they got people in Barbados who actually live near the beach and they went 5 years, 6 years, 7 years.
Why is that?
That is a good question. 434-1790. I want to hear from you. If you have been to the beach in years, I want you to call in and tell us why you have been to the beach. If you like the beach, if you don't like the beach, if you just haven't gotten the time to go. 434-1790. Because people in Barbados on a large scale don't go to the beach.
Yeah, I can't understand that. And then, you know, if somebody build a little hotel or something on the beach, they're going to complain that's where they used to swim and they can't swim there anymore because, you know what I mean?
Well, yes, yeah, or the problem there be good, it'll be good, no. One person is in the event they've been saying Christmas, they've been saying 4 years. Another person is in the event they've been saying 3 years. I can't think, well, if you like some things, cause it there. And you just tell yourself, well, it could go anytime. You know what I mean? You tell yourself, it could go anytime, man. It ain't good. It could go anytime. So you just ignore it. But the beach is such a beautiful thing. The beach is such a beautiful place, like I told, and healthy too. The beach is extremely good for your skin. Maybe, but I can't tell what you're doing, bro. We got some 199-434-1790 VOB 92.9 FM, your favorite Uncle Sluggy. We have Poet on the line. Poet, good evening. Talk to me. We have Leonard Adams.
How are you doing, Poet? And I haven't said the line, Sluggy. Now, the question I will ask you, I know Oliver will have to tell you that he's a poet, but I think you have some unfinished business from last week to settle first, but then you had some visitors, so I didn't butt in. So I say, well, let them speak first, and then I will let you talk about last week, who won the ham, and who have it to yam, and all kind of things. Sluggy Dan. That's what I call
for the names. I can look for the names. I can look for the names now I give you. But we posted, two people came. I think it's last week, only what we were doing, the radio show. Two people came before the radio show.
I know
show,
you say that you would announce it this Saturday.
Right, two people came last week. Two people came last week at any show. I took pictures. And they're gonna announce who's gonna win. We're gonna announce who's gonna win this week. But Poet, we're gonna make sure you're one of the winners. You don't got to worry. We're gonna make sure that you are one of the winners. Poet, everybody call for you. Everybody request you. Everybody say, right. Give Poet chance.
Right.
But so we're gonna make you one of the winners.
Right. And where are they collecting it from? Where are they collecting it from?
You'll be collecting it from me. At Starcom Network in town, and we will let you know the date to come and collect it, and we will take the pictures and meet and talk and everything, just like the other two winners last week.
Right, but what I want to say for what I expect this year is that we don't sit down and let 30 people decide for $299,770 people. Or they say we have 3,000, that we have there discussing the things along with us and not just bring things on us, even if they make the decision at the last moment. Interact with the people and get the people involved. You know, you just can't make decisions. That's what I would like to see more. That is what you call cooperation within the country. That is my biggest thing that I would like to see. That the government do that, include the people in what they are doing, even if they make the last decision, that, you know, at least let it give us a piece of the pie. What do you have to say to that?
I got a question for you, Poet. The community talks that they had where the government was growing in different communities and having the speeches and so on, the talks, the open dialogue. You went to any?
I didn't able to get to any, but community talks, and then you come in and make decisions that people don't know about, and you have to agree with them. And speaking about involving the country in the whole, not only the community talks. The community talk could be just you deciding on what the community wants. I'm deciding, looking at what Barbados really wants.
So there's my question. Were you went to any of the community talks and tell her that?
Right, because I'm going through differently able. I'm a poet. I haven't written three years since now, you know, so like, you know, I do that on my head.
So I try, hold on. Hello. Hello.
Listen.
I'm trying to find out what you want. You want me to tell the Prime Minister this? You want me to tell the Prime Minister that to include the country?
You are us the name what we would like to see. So I don't want you telling Prime Minister.
So, but yours.
Pardon?
Okay, okay. Okay, no problem. And
I advertise it over the air. That
you want her?
Pardon?
Well, cool. You want her to, you want her to include the country in the decisions for 2024?
Yes, inform the people, you know. Just don't come and make decisions on us and then we have to go along with them. Inform the people, even if you
okay.
make the last decision at the end. You know, but at least make the people part of, you know, what you are getting into. Going around to the different parishes and things, that could just be party decisions, parish decisions. I'm looking at the overall position of Barbados. That's what
So how do you include overall if you don't go around to the parishes? How you can include the overall if you don't go, how can you include everybody if you don't do it parish by parish?
Well, I agree with that too, but as I tell you, I would like to see that when they're making decisions, that you include us in them. You know, we discuss things, but then there can be things that we haven't discussed and we have to go along with them. So that is what I'm talking about.
That we want, okay, that's what we want for 2024. What do you like most about 2023? What do you like most from 2023? Give me something good that you like from 2023.
What I like most about 2023 that I was able to interact with the people and at least put a smile on some people's faces with my poetry, and I hope to continue it. You know, and you know, I'm a singer too, slaggy. I actually sang for you, didn't I? And then I'm a comedian too, you know. And I want you and Randy to continue what you're doing with the young people.
Thank you very much, man. I will. You know, yeah, I ain't stopping. I ain't planning to start anything.
To you, a blessing. Actually, that was the school that I've been to, Parkinson.
No problem. Miss Undecided, call back, please. We have Miss Undecided on the line and she dropped out. Miss Undecided, if you're listening, this is Uncle Sluggy. I am very sorry. Make sure you call back.
Okay, Poet, I'm going to take your information off air. Go right ahead, Sluggy.
Right, he's going to take information off here, and then we'll give you a call sometime next week. 434-1790. They want to hear your favorite moments from 2023, and they want to hear what you're looking forward most for 2024. The Poet calling and say he want the Prime Minister to include us in her decisions for 2024. That's what the Poet want. And that's what the Poet want. They get to the Poet. Now, Shauna. Good evening, Shauna. Leonard, mute. Shauna, on mute. And good evening. I want to hear the difference between a Bajan Christmas and Christmas you accustomed to in Canada and where you raised. I want to hear the differences and what you loved about Christmas in Barbados.
The Christmas in Barbados is very relaxing. It's not as crazy as it is at home. I don't really know how I can explain it. There's like the hustle and bustle and no time to do anything. Exhausting. I don't know how to explain it, to be honest with you, but being in Barbados for Christmas was definitely different. Very relaxing. Yeah, I don't really know how to explain it.
I love it. And Barbados Christmas is heaven because you get to have summer Christmas or like same thing.
That's true. Like, definitely couldn't go to the beach. Like, Christmas morning, we were at the beach and spent a bit of time there, and then it was home, and his mom prepared a lot of food, and people were stopping by, and everybody would pass by for either a drink or a plate of food and carry on, and it was really nice.
Thank you for that. Now, people, make sure to tell everybody Barbados is the spot. Barbados is the place to be. Now, Shauna, will you be back to Barbados?
100%.
That's what we're talking about.
I already can't wait to go back again.
Say that again.
I said, I already can't wait to go back again.
Well, yeah.
Haven't even been home for a week yet.
Haven't been home for a week and she's ready to come back. Ollie, she have not been home for a week and she's ready to be back to Barbados. That we're talking about the sweetest island in the world. Beautiful, beautiful Barbados. Shout out to everyone on your side. Shout out to Auntie Hazel, Lockton, Auntie Hazel, Nuff Nuff, love and respect. Thanks for tuning in all the time. Auntie Shirley over there in New York, thanks for keeping it locked on. Thanks for all the love and support. And everyone in New York, Link Ski over there, and Brianna over there in New York, locked on as well. Thank you very, very much for tuning in to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Ollie, I want you to queue up a tune or two. These songs that Ollie playing is some of my favorite tunes from 2023. You know, it had a number of songs by young creatives that were released throughout the year, and I enjoyed quite a few of them. I had on my radio shows as well and featured them in live showcases. So these songs that Ollie playing are just a few of my favorite tunes. When we come back, Ollie can play a tune too. When we come back, I want to hear from Leonard and Shauna. I want to hear what you are looking forward to most in 2024. I want to hear what you're looking forward to most in 2024 and what message you would like world to share in for 2024. Ollie.
LP. Just yet.
Complete with it. I don't just talk.
Yeah, 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 yeah. From Milan, funny scene, and me style said mean, and everybody think me done, but me a warm up, yeah. Me no stop, me no stop. Everything fresh from me clothes to me carry it clean. Never pretty, and me hustle like a boss, and tell them haters to watch me riding. Fall into me all out, me all out, me climbing. Be everything what me want, yeah, me everybody jump, me diving.
Pop over 2023. One of Sluggy's favorites. Me riding. Before Cherish. Lead Pipe and Just Jay. With Brain Freeze. 4 minutes after 7 o'clock. Coming up at 7:30. We bring you Address to the Nation from the Prime Minister Mia Moore-Motley. Of course, that was aired live on the Beat 104.1 earlier this morning as we go back to Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme and say hello once again to Sluggy Dan.
Of course, we know this Monday is back to school for the children. So tomorrow I'll be on the road. We want pens, pencils, stationery, breakfast things we want. And as much donation as possible. And we donating to children going back to school. You can WhatsApp me at 236-3534, 236-3534. You can WhatsApp me there or first pay the same number. We want to help children with back to school this coming Monday. Shout outs to the poet, 4341-790. Shout outs to Cheryl Harper Locked On. Cheryl Harper Locked On. Thanks for keeping it locked on right here, Miss Harper. Really, really appreciate you tuning in. Condolences to everyone at the National Culture Foundation right now. Mourning the loss. Give you more information on that. So condolences to all my people at the National Cultural Foundation of Barbados. Shout outs to Auntie Hazel again. Locked on. I keep it locked right here to WB92.9 FM every single Saturday. 6:30 p.m. for Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. We have lots and lots coming to you throughout the year. We got a lot of youth showcases. We're featuring a lot of young entrepreneurs, featuring a lot of community persons. So
Keep it locked to giving 92.9 FM. National Culture Foundation is deeply saddened by the passing of multiple award-winning actor, director, writer, theater arts educator, inspirational speaker, and activist, Sonia Williams. Sonia was a lover of the arts and had a deep passion for developing and molding emerging talent. In an interview in celebration of NIFCA's 50th anniversary, she said that one of her most satisfying tasks was helping creatives reach their full potential. The NCF enjoyed an excellent working relationship with Sonia, which spanned over 3 decades, over 30 years. Her skills and expertise were used in varying capacities in literary arts and theater arts. She taught creative writing workshops at Dawes Prison. She was the entrant actor, writer, director, coach, and judge with NIFCA. In recent times, she gave her time and energy in the area of theater production. Her most recent public performance with the NCF was during the Beijing production, which culminated NIFCA's 2023. So shout outs to Sonia Williams. Shout outs to Sonia Williams and the National Cultural Foundation. Condolences to all of her friends, family, and loved ones. We have 2 callers. So Leonard and Shauna, we can take these 2 callers now. After these two calls, we want to hear what you're looking forward to most in 2024. And they want to hear a message you would like to share with the world. Good evening. Welcome to BHM Rhythm and Rhyme. This is your boy, Uncle Sluggy. Talk to me.
Hello. Hello. Am I on the air?
Yes, please. You are on the air.
Yes. Hi. A happy new year to everyone. To you, Sluggy.
Same to you.
To yes, Mr. Please. Norville. Yes. What I would like please. To see most for 24 for the young people of Barbados to be themselves. You played music there just now, and I keep hearing a Jamaican accent all the time in the songs. I want them to be themselves, to sing like a Barbadian and no one else, not to imitate or try to be like anybody else. We have a culture. Are you listening to me, Sluggy? Hello?
Yes, please.
Yeah, we have
yes,
our
please.
We have our culture, and I would like us to uphold it and to be proud of who we are and to be like no one else but ourselves, okay? That's what I would like to see for us in the future and for 2024, okay? All the best to you and to the Starcom Network. All right, have a good evening.
Hello.
Good night, Sluggy. Hello.
Oh, she ran a gun. Yes, hold on a minute. Listen, let me tell Barbados, don't call me. Lambaste the youth, criticize them, and then put them on run. Don't do that to me. Do that on brass. That's not with me. Do not call here. I insult my young people and put down the phone and run. Don't do it. Good evening. Welcome to BHM Rhythm and Rhyme. Talk to your boy, Uncle Sluggy.
Hello, good night, Sluggy. Hello?
Yes, please.
Hello, good night, Sluggy.
Yes, please.
A prosperous new year.
Yes, please.
Yes, hey, Sugar Digger.
Same.
Oh,
my God, Sugar Digger.
According to Bigger, my stepmother Corey Smith, I was just from Bethlehem, St. Andrew. My 3 grandsons, beautiful grandsons, my daughter-in-law, my son, and my daughter. And Sluggy, I Bigger, you too. Have a wonderful and a peaceful and enjoy your day and night. Don't let nobody upset you, because Sugar's going to cry. You understand me? Hello?
Nah, they can't accept me. Can't that impossible. Impossible. They can't accept me. I just straight and real to all. This straight, no chaser, but you can't accept me. It's all love for me, but it's a big man still, so you can talk as a big man, but can't get me upset, Sugar. You don't gotta worry.
Can't. I love you. Sugar, did I love you? Good.
Yes, they know that, correct. And you know I love you too.
When you leave this today, soon as then, get home safe. Here, I just sit here continue to listen
thank
to you.
Thank you.
Every night to launch.
Yes.
So you get it good. Get it good.
Thank you very, very much. Big up Sugar Digger from St. Andrew, man. Sugar Digger, talk about sweetness. One of my loyal listeners. You know, we love she here at BOB. We love she to all. So, Sugar, big up yourself. Now, Shauna, what are you looking forward to most for 2024 before we let you go? Before we let you go, and people, this is Shauna Hughes from Canada who recently visited Barbados and shared her wonderful experience here in Barbados. So she loved everything about Barbados and our culture and our beaches and our food and our people, which is quite pleasing to hear. She's a hotel manager in the lovely country of Canada. Now, before we let you go, we just want to hear what you are looking forward to for 2024 and a message that you would like to share with the world before you go. Okay, we can play some music, Ollie, and come back. Shauna getting problems with her Zoom, it seems. We can play some music and call back. 434-1790. 434-1790. Call and tell me what you loved most about 2023 and what you are looking forward to for 2024. Shout outs to Cheryl. Shout outs to Auntie Hazel. Shout outs to Auntie Shirley. Shout outs to Sugar Digger. Shout outs to the poet. Shout outs to Undecided and every single one locked on outside to VOB 92.9 FM. Hey boy, Ollie can play some more tunes, play some more of my favorites for 2023. Then we can come back and wrap up.
Nah, 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 yeah.
I love soca. my body moving, can't hold it down. Music to beat from Bridgetown, just vibing. Soca, you feel the emotion, loving the culture. Soca got me whining, soca got me moving, soca got me jumping high in the air. Soca got me clapping, soca got me waving, soca got me raising my voice in the air.
Music from Trinity, featuring Ronisha. They love soca. Another one of Sluggy's favorites. Prop over 2023. Coming up at 7:30. The address to the nation from Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. We aired it live this morning on the Beat 104.1 FM. We'll bring it to you again on VOB at 7:30. Let's go back to Sluggy Dan.
Bot, testing, test. Yes, good. Adbot, DJ Xtreme to the Zoom. Ollie, Adbot, DJ Xtreme to the Zoom. Yes, there's a few of my favorites from 2023. Season, crossover season, with my favorites, period. For me, 2023, I love the crossover season, and I really enjoyed Nifka as well, the culinary arts, literary arts, and the music. I absolutely love that. I love the emancipation celebrations. I really enjoy that. Gotta thank Dr. Shanta Morrow Knight for making me one of the champions for the emancipation season. And I got to thank Carol Roberts Reefer and the NCF for making me a proper ambassador. I enjoyed my time doing that. I enjoyed working with the NTI as well. And don't forget nti.org.bb. nti.org.bb, over 5,000 free courses, So you can go on the website and learn any course for free. I totally enjoyed that. We went Canada for Independence, Ronisha Aline, Sky Dalridge, and Ahanjia Daniel, hosted by the Barbados Canada Association and the Consulate General Sonia Marble Carter. So we got to thank them for allowing us to come to Canada to perform for the Independence Gala. And we'd be invited back for a summer concert showcase. So that was lovely. I got to go to London as well. I took some children that never went away to London, so I enjoyed that as well. So 2023 was really good. Can't complain. And for 2024, looking forward to more cultural exchanges. We want to focus on these cultural exchanges, you know, so that youth mind won't be limited to just being in Barbados, so that the youth can see that there's a whole world out there, you know, for them to explore and just expand their mind to thinking that there's careers beyond just these borders that can still benefit the nation. So the youth can think bigger when it comes to exporting art and culture, because one of the ways we can really develop as a nation is if we truly export art and culture, begin our art and culture push to other nations. That's what really important. So with 2024, working on getting our art and culture around the world, you know, back to London, back to Canada. You know, want to do some in St. Vincent and some Caribbean islands. So for 2024, that's my plans and my goals, and got a few lineup already. Hopefully we can get some more lineup. And shout outs to the National Peace Program as well. And shout outs to the Community Development. Community Development was one of the sponsors and partners for us to go to Canada. So we have a must shout outs to the Community Development Department. Through the Community Development Department, we were able to go to Canada, and it was incredibly successful. So hoping we can partner again, and for this time, partner with more people, you know, BTMI, you know, the Ministry of Culture, Community Development again, and National Peace Program. You know, got so far three other places calling for Barbadian youth and would like help. And three places would really like help getting Barbadian youth to their country, and so their people can see our art and culture. So you're hoping this year that I get the green light to do that, and I'm able to take 8 young persons to each location. So Canada and London and New York, those three places are able to take 8 young persons, which is wonderful. So we're hoping more countries come on board, and hoping that we can get to really change some young people's life. Now at 7:30, we have the address to the nation by the Honorable Prime Minister Mayor Amor Motley at 7:30 sharp. So at 7:30 sharp, no matter what's happening, we will finish. So I'm going to ask Leonard quickly tell me what he's looking forward to for 2024. And then I'm asking Shauna to tell us what we're looking forward to for 2024. Quickly, let's go.
For 2024, I just want to be able to see family more, take care of myself healthy, you know what I mean? And just do more things with the family.
Listen, I would that. Push on a mute. I would that for sure. 2024, seeing family more. I don't care what part of the world my family is, I won't see them. I don't care what you gotta save, how hard you gotta work to get the money. Leonard, I'm fully on board with that. 2024, seeing my family much more. Life is getting really short. So that's a good one, because that is a good one. Shauna?
Yes.
Go ahead. What you would like to see more for 2024?
Pretty much the same thing. Life is much too short. Just take all the experiences, take all the opportunities you can get, and spend more time with family, friends. And that's what I'm looking forward to in 2024. And of course, a trip back to Barbados once again.
Well, yes. And Ollie, I just think that's beautiful, and I'm not even adding anything else. Telling Barbados I love you, and thank you for supporting me and making me the number one youth mentor in the entire Caribbean. Thanks for that. But Ollie, I ain't in with just that. 2024, seeing loved ones more and sharing more love, because life is short. That's a beautiful message from Shauna and Leonard, and I'm ending with that message there, Ollie. Thank you so much for handling things on the inside.